Mr. Samuel Crampton, Carleton Place, Ontario. Dear Sir, in reference to your letter of June 9th, I'm sorry to state that poor Lockhart is gone to a better land, dying the death of a brave soldier without a stain upon his conscience. He was always a good soldier and did all this work willingly, and few ever heard him grumble. I have been with him all the time since we left home and always found him ready to obey any command. As he was counted a good shot, with nerve enough to obey all orders, he was one of the picked men to go into this house between two firing lines for sniping purposes, or in other words, to shoot off all stray Germans who were inclined to creep up for to study our positions. We held this house for 3 days till the enemy made his big advance on April 25th. By advancing on the French on our right and driving them back, by the use of that murderous mustard gas, part of our contingent were obliged to counterattack the advance of the enemy, which caused us a great deal of anxiety. In the meantime, they also advanced on our left in an angling position, completely cutting us off in this house. A number of the boys being wounded, we were obliged to get back to our trenches as quickly and quietly as possible. So the captain sent 6 of us out at first and watched results. That was where poor Lockhart met his death by a bullet in the head. It was instant death, causing no pain, which was a blessing when we think of what some of the boys suffered on account of not being able to be moved. I cannot get any trace of many of the other boys, but I expect they are prisoners along with the captain. I am in a lovely hospital in England getting the best of care and expect to get out again before long. If there is any other information that you may want, don't delay in writing me, and I will do all I can to ease the wound it has caused to his kind parents, whom I knew well. Please give my sincerest sympathy to his parents, as his was a death to be proud of, dying for the honor of his country. Closing with sincere regards, I am yours truly, James W. McGill, Regiment Number 8476.